QCQCQ, Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this night is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. Well, I'll begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. Before we get started with the RF section, we're going to recognize the pre-net check-ins, and then we're going to check for brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked in before, and then we'll get into the RF section. Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fred, over in travel with him, and for IEI, that's Miss Isla. If you're listening, Fred, do appreciate you and Miss Isla being here this evening. K4OSH, that's Pat, he's over in Malden, good to have you with tonight, Pat. KO4RUR, that's Chris, and Chris is in Greenville, appreciate you being with tonight, Chris. KI4LZI, that's Andy on Table Rock. Always appreciate your persistence and always being there, Andy. It's always good to have you. N4DJC, that's Jerry over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. KA5WLL, that's Leroy and Taylor's. Appreciate you being there, Leroy. KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Appreciate you being there tonight, Bill. And W2MJB, Mark, and KN4HTP, Miss Wendy, they're in Simpsonville, and there are Sunday and Monday night net controllers. Appreciate you guys being with us tonight, Mark and Wendy. Hope you guys are having a good evening. And now we're going to take a brief pause for any brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked into a net before or very seldom and aren't quite sure of the protocol or how it works. This is your opportunity. Just throw out my call sign and throw out your call sign, and I'll take it from there. Okay, doesn't look like we have any brand new amateur radio operators sitting on the edge of their seat waiting to squeeze the mic, but that will happen sometimes, so we'll keep checking. We do have an Echolink station. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
4DJW, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4, NNH. My name is Fred. I'm at my QTH in Pelzer tonight. 73DU Dave and all the net. I will be negative for traffic, but I will do some ratchet tonight.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4NNH, that is Fred. And I have you sticking around for RagChew tonight, Fred. So you'll be the first one up on the stump this evening. Did you, I didn't have my audio turned up for Echolink. Can you give me your QTH one more time? That's my fault, not yours.
KO4NNH, yes, I'm at my QTH in Pelzer.
Okay, Pelzer. I got that. Appreciate your patience with me. I could see the slider moving up and down, so I knew you were talking, but I didn't have it unmuted on the hardware. I had it muted it earlier on the hardware for some reason. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight. Take care. We'll be back to you in a little bit with the RagChew portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of the call that begins with letters A through D. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
And Kilo Foxtrot 4, Charlie Kilo Tango, John, and I'm in Honeyapap, South Carolina. Good evening, and good evening to everyone on the net. I'll just be short time tonight.
For DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo, Mike, 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. Charlena form, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
At control. And Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo, Delta Mike. That's Jim and Taylor's. I'll be a negative and negative.
Okay, that was a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, and he's bringing with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all located over in Piedmont. Rick, we hear you and Lorena checking in, but we don't ever hear Michelle anymore. Is she doing okay? Okay, just checking. Just making sure everything's okay with her. We used to hear her when she was down in Columbia, or no, not Columbia, Charleston. But, and then a little bit while she was moved up here, but then not so much lately. So just checking, make sure she's okay. Appreciate that. Rick, tell Lorena Michelle we said hey. KF4CKT, that's John over in Honeypath. Appreciate you being with us tonight. John, you're sounding very good. Appreciate you being here. KM4BLH, that's Kurt, who's over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Kurt. Hope all's going well with you. And KO4BDM, that's Jim, my neighbor here, just lives on the other side of the school from me. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
EJW. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
Net Control, I'd like to recognize KB2 BYQ. That's Dave over in Easy. You got it dialed in tonight as usual, Dave. Sounds really good. Sounds like you're sitting right here in the room with me. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix they're called. It begins with letters E through H. Well, I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Even everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie and 4HHC. Warren and Taylor's negative and negative tonight.
Please check in. Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango, AF4ET. That's my wife, Nancy. Also check me in. November 4 Uniform Zulu, N4UZ. My name is Mike. We down here in the suburbs of Gray Court. Glad to hear you calling the net. We'll be negative and negative, 7-3.
4DJW. And Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. Negative, negative night, Dave. Good to hear you.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4HHC. That's Warren. He's over in Taylor's. You're sounding good tonight, Warren. Do appreciate you being here. KF4ET, that's Nancy, and being brought by N4UZ, that's Mike. They're over in the suburbs of Gray Court. Good to have you tonight, Mike. Tell Miss Nancy we said hello, and we do appreciate you guys being here. And KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler. Harry, I've only got one ride-tuber, so stick around. I might be calling on you a little bit later. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Go ahead, recheck.
Hey, right. Yeah, Nancy's call is Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango Day. Copy.
That's what I got on my log. What did I do? Did I use a K instead of an alpha?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for keeping me straight, Mike. That was totally my fault, not yours. It's in the log as Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango. So I do appreciate you keeping me straight. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Got to slow down a little bit. I get kind of excited. Anyway, take care, Mike. Appreciate you being here and appreciate you keeping me straight. Any other stations in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY, this is Daniel and Taylor's.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4DTY. That's Daniel. Sounding good from Taylor's tonight, Daniel. Do appreciate you checking in with us tonight. This is the first time you checked in with me, so just to let you know, you may know already, but okay, we're here every single night at 9 p.m. Appreciate you coming by and checking in as often as you get a chance to. Good to have you here, and you got a good signal into the repeater tonight. One last call for Echo Through Hotel. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, or Echolink stations, because we've got an Echolink station over there. So E through H or Echolink stations, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, but I will be listening. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, left a little extra pause there at the end for that echoing station if you want to check in. We'll do that again next time, just so you know, if you want to check in. If you don't have any audio, feel free to type me a text message, because I do have a text message viewer going, so I'm watching for that too. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick. He's over in Penrose. He's short time tonight. Feel free to secure at your leisure, Patrick, and do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. Hope you're having a good weekend. We'll go ahead now and bump it up through India through Lima or Echolink. India through Lima or Echolink. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha, KG4, JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you, Dave, and all the net, 73.
Okay, Adam must not have audio, or maybe he stepped away. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KG4 JIA. That's Dennis sounding good from Gaffney this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Dennis. And I can't believe the India through Lima group only has one person, so we're going to give it another try. India through Lima, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Please check in with Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. I make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out. Would please? Everyone have a good night. 73.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ, that's Larry, bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. And Larry, appreciate you being here tonight. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and hope you guys are having a fantastic weekend. We're going to go ahead now and bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations for the first letter of the suffix of the call that begins with letters M through P. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
W4DJW. Check in. Whiskey 4, Mike, Hotel Echo, Melvin. In Hendersonville, that's W4MHE. And also Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alpha Mike, KZ4PA, and my wife Pam. Thanks for calling the net, Dave. Hope you and your family are doing well.
Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. Name is Chad. QTH is Campabella. Put me on the stomp tonight, Dave. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Her name is Anna. Kilo KO4 RYP.
Please check me in out turn, sir, if you will. Kilo Juliet 4. Uniform, Hotel, X-ray, Jamie. Also, Kilo, Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina, we're in Chesney. Check us in short time, Dave. Thank you, sir. Hope you and Amy are doing well.
Okay, that was a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4OIM. That's our Tuesday night net controller, Walt, over in Inman, South Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. You sounded good. Do appreciate you being here this evening. W4MHE. That's Melvin, bring it with him, KZ4PAM, that's Pam. They're in Hendersonville, North Carolina, sounding good from Hendersonville tonight. Melvin, tell Miss Pam we said hello, and we do appreciate you being with us this evening. KO4NUE and KO4RYP, that's our another Saturday night net control and a fill-in net control operator, Chad and Anna, from Campobello, South Carolina. You sounded good, Chad, tell Miss Anna we said hello, and I've got you down for comments. We will be back to you in just a little bit. KJ4UHX, that's Jamie, bring with him, KJ4YLN, almost messed that up, Jamie, from Chesney, South Carolina, and they are short time, so Jamie, tell Miss Sabrina we said hello, and feel free to secure at your leisure. Do appreciate you taking the time to poke your head in the door and say hello. You guys have a good evening, have a good weekend. Any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, relay.
Go ahead, Relay.
For DJW, this is KO4NNH. Hey, Adam has checked in over Echolink. I don't have the notes in front of me. He is KO4SJV. His name is Adam. Checking in from Walhalla, South Carolina. You're going to prefer the text message to make sure I got his call sign right.
Okay, I appreciate you bringing that to my attention, Fred. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4SJV. That is Adam. And Adam's first time checking in with me doesn't have quite enough juice to get out to the repeater on RF from Walhalla, South Carolina this evening. And Adam, that's first time checking in with me, KO4SJV. We're here every single night. I know that sounds like a new call, so just letting you know we're here every single night at 9 p.m. We would appreciate you stopping by, checking in every chance you get. Hope you're having a great weekend. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, check in AA4RM.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize AA4RM. That's Robert. He's over in Easley. He's one of our Monday night net controllers for the last half of the month. Appreciate you being here tonight, Robert. You're sounding good, as usual. Take care. Stay safe. Tell Miss Bonnie we said hello. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we made it to the patient group in 20 minutes. The Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter of suffix your call that begins with letters U through Z. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4 Zulu Hotel, Foxtrot Kilo 11.
Just check me in that tonight, Dave.
JW. Leaving the net. Please check in. N4ZLK. Portable in the backyard, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, no table.
Next. Check in Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. Thanks for calling in tonight, Dave.
Okay, that's a good group. Next, I'd like to recognize N4ZLK. That's Shane. He is checking in from, where are you, Shane? I had you overwrite Keith, and so Keith is now coming after you. So, I wasn't paying attention to what you're saying because I fat fingered a key and overwrote Keith with you. But where'd you say you were tonight, Shane?
Dave, I'm in the backyard, portable, in Cleveland.
Okay, I got all that typed in the backyard portable in Cleveland. It took me a minute. Portable in Cleveland. You sounded good on the portable, Shane. Do appreciate you being there. Sure, appreciate your patience with me as I messed up. And Net Control, I'd like to recognize KE4ZHF. That's Keith. Sounding good from Columbus. Keith, is that amateur radio operator that was doing the Simplex net up there? Is she still doing any of that at any time? You ever hear from her anymore? Okay, well, it's good to know she's still doing amateur radio. She didn't just quit altogether if you saw her up at the Hamfest. But if you see her again, tell her we're missing the Simplex nets that she was holding, even when you had to relay me in. Anyway, you sounded good tonight, Keith. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Let's see, we also have KX4YM, that's Scott, bring with him, KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary, and KO4ILI, that's Miss Mary. They're all in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Scott. Tell Miss Mary and Miss Mary we said hello. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And we do have an Echolink station. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Good evening, Mr. Dave and Annette. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Zoe. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no view tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Amy and all on the net.
Okay, Net Control, I recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary and K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. And they're at home in Easley. Sounding good on the echo link, Gary. Appreciate you taking the time to be here with us this evening. Hope you guys are doing well. Tell Miss Joy we said hey. And let's see. Now we're going to get to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter and you call it all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar, who turned the radio down to chase some parks and forgot to turn it back up. But I'm up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
Okay, that explains why you're at the end, because you're never at the end. Net Control Lock recognized KK4JFO, that is James, in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Good to have you with tonight, James. You sounded good as usual. Do appreciate you being here. And appreciate you remembering to turn the volume up after a little while, after something sounded strange not having that volume up. Take care. Stay safe. One last call all the way through the alphabet before we shut down the formal portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got them all. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. And we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And the first one up on snuff this evening is KO4NNH. That's Fred over in Pelzer. Fred, you got a brand new, clean, shiny stump. It's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, this is KO4NNH. I appreciate the stump, man. Yeah, I had an interesting day today. Ended up hopping on HF for a bit at my Elmer's house. Found out something's wrong with his antenna. I'll have to go back up there soon to figure out what's going on with his HF antenna, but I can't seem to get 10 meters tuned at all, so. But I just so happen to have a shadow out there with me, my younger brother. He kept asking about everything ham radio. He actually sees me and my father, KI4MRA, mess with ham radio a lot. Man, let me tell you, for a 6-year-old, he asked almost all the right questions trying to figure out what ham radio is and everything. I actually took him out in my mobile rig, and he ended up hopping on the repeater for a bit, and he actually made 2 contacts.
Well, that's really good, Fred, that he's getting started at such a young age. I was in and out of the shack, and I heard him talking to somebody. I forget who that was. Oh, Tom, N0TR, Tom. I heard him talking to Tom while I was coming by and going in and out of the office while I was, I think I was cutting out parts on CNC or something like that, and that's pretty cool. I think the youngest that I can remember was one of the Belknap family members, Tabitha. I think she was the youngest that got her license. She might have been about the same age. So next time you hear Daniel on here, KJ4WZM Daniel, who calls the net on Friday night and the first Sunday of the month, ask Daniel how old Tabitha was when she got her license. I don't remember what her license was. I don't hear her on the radio that much anymore. Don't hear Stephen either. Stephen was 8 years old. I remember that. So anyway, ask him. See what they say. See what he says. And maybe your little brother is old enough to get his license. I don't know. Tabitha was pretty young.
I'd have to give him a call one day and see what it turns out to be. Yeah, I ended up messing with HF Bill. I was trying to figure out what was going on with the 10-meter and dipole that my dad has up. And I could get all the other bands to, and I was like, why is this 10-meter band not working? Then he started asking all the right questions, like, what are you doing? What's that? What's that? What's that? He sees me and my Elmer KI4MRA. He's also my father. He sees us playing amateur radio a lot. So, yeah, I think he's finally getting the spark of interest to come and join us on this.
Well, that's good. One time I was talking with some guys at work, and they said, if you really want to get to the bottom of something, you ask why 5 times. By the time you ask the 5th why, you'll know pretty much about what it's about. So when kids are asking why over and over and over again, it's for a very good reason. They're trying to get to the bottom of it. They're smarter than we think they are.
Believe me, I know. He doesn't really go out with my father much. Whenever I'm at the house, he jumps all up. All over it, man. I tell you what. But beyond that, though, I had a pretty good day, though. That right there was the highlight of my day, and I actually helped find a bad source of noise coming from a coworker's vehicle. But beyond that, though, I had a phenomenal day educating a possible new ham.
Well, glad to hear that. Glad to hear you had a good day. Every now and then, we win one, Fred. You got anything else for us this evening?
Fred, that's all I got today, Dave. I'll go ahead and pass the stump back to you.
Okay, well, we appreciate you stretching it out there just a little bit and having a little bit of a conversation about how your day went. while we wait for second shift to arrive. So speaking of second shift, any stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW.
Okay, not sure who connected up a repeater, but just in case it's anybody that's listening, somebody connected a repeater to our repeater, and that usually doesn't work good when the repeater has a squelch tail, because you get into this constant squelch tail battle. I just had to bump them out, so whoever brought that repeater in, I just bumped that repeater back out, because it will go back and forth like that all day long until somebody logs one off. You got to have two repeaters. If you're going to link two repeaters up, they can't have squelch tails. I believe I heard Tommy in there. Tommy, go ahead.
If it was me, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4 XB, County, I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, everyone on the net.
Okay, net control would like to recognize K4 XB, that is Tommy, over in Honeypath, or no, I said that wrong, in Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to be here. And for that repeater, WB8CRS-R, for whoever is listening on that repeater that reconnected to this repeater, your repeater has a squelch tail. Repeaters with squelch tails and echo link don't get along. I had to bump you out because it was just constantly bringing up the repeater. As soon as the repeater would drop, your repeater would drop, and then it'd throw out a squelch tail and bring this repeater up. And then this repeater would drop, and your repeater would key up, and then it would send out its squelch tail, and it would key this repeater up. And they'll just go round and round in circles like that all day long. So I'm going to bump out the WB8CRS-R repeater. I'm going to bump you back off of our net until you remove your squelch tail. And then once you remove your squelch tail, feel free to join back up. But don't join up while you've got a squelch tail. So bumping you out now. All right, he's gone. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? One last call before we shut down the formal portion. No, we've already shut down the formal portion of that. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW, KC4EZM.
Go ahead, Harry.
W4DJW, KC4EZM, and the net. Talking about the age of the young man asking questions, we actually had a young man who was 5 years old, this is several years ago, passed the test for technician, which meant, and he passed it with no assistance, so age doesn't really enter in there. And then there was another young man a couple of years ago, and I do not remember his call, but if I did, you would know him. He lives out in the Mills River area. His name is Junior, and he took our technician class, and I think after the second week he took the tech test, the third week he took the general test, the fourth week he took his extra test, and so about halfway through the class he was an extra class operator, and the last time I heard anything about him he was working 35-40 words a minute CW, so, and at the time he was 12 years old, so. Anyway, we'll bounce it back to you, Dave. Age is not a limit on either end. With that, we'll turn it back. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Very good, Harry. I do appreciate you throwing that out there. And Fred is still listening, so I know Fred heard that. So really good for you to throw that out for everybody to be able to pick up on. I think Tabitha might have been about 6. When she got her license, and that's just mind-boggling to me how they do that at that young of an age. But they're like sponges; they just absorb, they just soak it up. At that young age, they learn a language, the English language, and really, really fast. It's pretty cool. Anyway, appreciate it, Harry. Any other calls before we go to the next rag chewer that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, next one up on the stump this evening is KO4NUE. That's Chad over in Campabilla. Chad, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
This is Chad, KO4NUE, and I just want to take the opportunity. I know I shot you an email, and me and Larry was talking last night, and with all the instruction I've been getting on Tuesday nights, I built my first dipole day before yesterday, and was able to get it up, and that was quite an exciting process for me to start with a piece of wire, and a couple of hours later have it up and talking on it. It just absolutely just fascinates me, you know, how that's able to happen, I guess. But, you know, I know for most of the experience on the net that, you know, that's not too big of a deal, but for me, that was quite the process, and I learned a lot, and I mean a lot, and all the stuff that I was taught on Tuesday nights with Walt and Larry and other people that's contributed, it just all came together. And still got some questions about impedance, but that's okay. It's up. I'm talking. I'm able to make contacts, and I'm just absolutely excited about it. And just wanted to let you know.
So one thing I didn't know about that, I did see the email, and I was curious, what frequency did you cut that for?
3.915. I'm very interested in learning the past traffic, and I'm usually on a single sideband every night. I always check in, but don't always have traffic, but I always check in, and I had a mystery antenna. I purchased a mystery antenna months and months ago just to listen with before I got my general, and I don't know, just never really been too satisfied with it. I don't know why, but I took it down and put my other one, the one I built up, and it may or may not operate any better, but in my mind, it's the greatest thing in the world, I guess, probably because I built it. I don't know that it functions any better or not. But I got to learn a lot about SWR and how critical, you know, cutting the antenna length is, and was able to see that SWR come in as I cut the antenna. Got scared a couple of times and was thinking I was cutting it too short, so I'd quit and go back in the house for a little while and think about it. And then I'd go back and put the meter back on it and check again and cut a little more. And there for a little bit, I was getting, you know, cutting half an inch increments at a time.
Well, as long as you're getting that feedback that says it's getting better and better at the frequency that you're interested in, 3915, then, yeah, you're going in the right direction, right? Just keep it going until you start seeing it go back up in the other direction, and then you know you went too far. And sometimes it's pretty flat down through there, so you could just be trimming and trimming and trimming for a ways. Sometimes it just dips down and goes right back up, so one of those cuts is going to hit it, and the next one is going to get worse. So I think you did the right thing. I think, and being tuned to that frequency specifically, like the W5GI mystery antenna, isn't tuned to that one frequency. In fact, the SWR at that frequency is pretty high. If you go look at the chart, compared to the other locations on 80 meters, that piece of it is starting to take off and go back up, 3915 is. So, yeah, one that's cut for 3915 would be better than the mystery antenna for 3915. So you're learning, and you stepped off into that ocean of knowledge, right? So yeah, it might seem like a small step, but it's a step into an ocean. All right, now you're in there. The swimming's fine, all right? So you made that first step, and that first step is the hardest. Congratulations.
I don't know what I'm going to do when a shark comes, but for now, I'm swimming, and that's all that matters. So I just want to let you know that I was, you know, I went down to the machine shop and I had some extra Delrin laying around. machined my coupler with a feed point connector and screwed me a SO239 panel connector in the bottom of it, and used Delrin for my insulator and two pieces of Delrin on the tails of the antenna, and it worked. I mean, it worked pretty good. It took me a while to get enough confidence to, you know, go out there and cut it and start monkeying with it, trying to get it right, you know. But when I laid it out with a tape measure, my math told me it needed to be 59.4 feet on each end. So, not thinking, I cut it to 64 feet long, thinking, you know, I'm going to put me a little extra in there, so, you know, in case I mess something up. And, oh, man, cutting 2 foot of cable out of each end. Yeah, I kind of learned my lesson there. Next time I won't cut it, but, you know, 5 or 6 inches longer than I need. But at the end of the day, it was a good experience. I got to learn, and this coming week, I'm going to start focusing on impedance and why that's important and how to get my antenna down to the 50 ohms. So I just want to let you know, and appreciate all the help from you and everybody on the net. And, yeah, so nice week.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Well, I'm glad you had a positive experience with that. And I think I did the same thing on my very first one. I made it a few feet on each end longer just for added. And like you, I had to do a lot of letting it down, cutting it, raising it back up, measuring it, letting it down, cutting it, raising it back up, measuring it. And that does get old after a while. It'd be a good way if you could just like trim it while it was up there, but you can't, unless you had. Well, anyway, we get in a long discussion about that, too. Anyway, I'm glad you stepped off into that ocean and hope you enjoy the swimming. The water's fine. We do have a new Echolink station. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
Thank you. Kilo, this is Steven. I'm up in North Bend, Ohio. I'm trying to figure earlier.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4OLK, that's Stephen, and he is in North Bend, Ohio. Good to have you with us, Stephen. I'm glad to hear you made the trip up there just fine. Stephen, I don't know if you remember, if everybody remembers, but he was the one with the camper, and he was retiring, going around visiting the United States. So he has traveled from our area up to North Bend, Ohio. And is now checking in via Echolink. You got a kind of a spotty connection, Stephen. It's coming and going. It's there 1 minute, and then we'll miss a few words, and then it'll start picking back up again. But anyway, we did have you checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and we're glad to hear that you've got safe travels as you're enjoying your retirement and traveling around the U.S. I might join you out there one day. Anyway, take care. Be safe. Appreciate you checking in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Number 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike, M4WHM, Bill out of Hartwell. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N4WHM. That's Bill, sounding good from Hartwell, Georgia this evening. Good to have you this night, Bill. Hope you're doing well. Take care, stay safe. One last call before we shut down the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'd like to check in, call W4DJW.
Or DJW, this is KO4OLK. I'd like to have some discussion, please.
Go ahead, Stephen.
Yeah, the whole reason I'm calling is I'm trying to get to use Echolink via RF from my end. That was my attempt earlier to get on where I messed up your squelch. You talked about a squelch tail. What is that?
So normally when you use this repeater throughout the day, you'll talk, you'll key up, you'll talk, you'll unkey, and if nobody keys up after that, the repeater goes bloop, and then if somebody keys up really fast after you key up, you won't hear anything. But or during the net, right, it's got this automatic process that's running that turns off the squelch tail. at the end, the blip that happens when you unkey. So you'll hear some people throughout the day or some interference from who knows where. Maybe it's some input from somebody else's 6-1 repeater a long, long way away, but it just happens to get a little bit of tropospheric ducting, and then and it keys up the repeater, and you'll hear the repeater go blip, 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 blip. That's a squelch tail. If you get two repeaters hooked up via Echolink and they've got squelch tails going, then one will blip, and that'll key the other one up. And when that other one unkeys, it'll blip, and that'll key the other one up. And they'll just go back and forth and back and forth all day long.
Okay, so you said something about getting rid of...
So, Stephen, you've got a very spotty connection. So what we heard from that transmission, that last transmission, was, okay, you said something about getting up, and that's all we heard. And it stopped right there. We didn't get anything else from that. Try it one more time, maybe with a little more distance between you and the mic, and speak a little bit slower. I don't know. You've got a really, really slow internet connection, so we're not getting all of your words. But try it one more time.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to go RM. How do I get rid of the squelch tail?
So that is the programming function of the controller, the repeater controller. So the answer to that question is it depends on the type of controller that you have. But there's one called a Cat 250. That's a controller. There's some Raspberry Pi controllers. The Cat 250 has some DTMF tones that you can send in to unlock it, and then more DTMF tones you can send in to get it into configuration mode, and then some more tones that you can send in to toggle that on and off. But you have to know how the if it's a Cat 250, you have to know what kind of a controller it is. And you have to have the secret password code to get into it. And not only the administrator does that, has that information, and then you have to know how to program it. Does that answer the question, Stephen?
Exactly. From my end as a user, maybe another Echolink station?
So the only communication we got out of that was something user, something communication. We only got two words out of that last communication. Try it again.
Telling me that there's nothing I can do as a user, that I maybe need to go to a different Echolink station?
That's affirmative. You can talk to the repeater administrator and see if there's a way that you can. Some repeaters take the DTMF tones and they allow the users of the to send in DTMF tones to turn that off and turn it back on. Some administrators will not allow that, and they'll just tell you no. But you could, like, send an email to the maintainer of that, or, you know, just try to talk to them over there off that repeater and tell them what it is you're trying to do and see if they can come up with a solution. Or you can hunt for another repeater that you can hit, right, that doesn't have a squelch tail on it. Or you can just log in directly via Echolink. But I understand you're wanting to use RF to talk to a repeater that's got Echolink on it and have the two repeaters connect to each other, and that way you can just use your RF, right? And it sounds like you're here or here, you're there. And normally that would work, but it won't work with one with a squelch tail. So I talk to the repeater administrator and just see what they say, or look for another repeater, one of the two, or just log in directly like you're logged in now.
040K. Yeah, if I log in directly now, I have the slow internet issue. I've been up here for a week and a half, and I have yet to hear any here.
Yeah, we're still not getting, much there. And there is another station here. Yeah, you got any other questions, Stephen, or is that, are you good? There is another Echolink station that we want to get checked in here.
I guess that'll do for now. KO4OLK, thank you.
Okay, well, good to know who that was, and I hate to bump anybody out, right? But if it's causing a disturbance on the repeater after a while, we will bump them out. But I like it much better when we can talk about it over the air or over the phone, whatever. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight, and hope you do get in touch with that repeater owner and see if you can do something about that, because that is very convenient. Any other stations over the air or Echolink that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in. Kilo Tango 4, November Yankee. I'm Dale, and I'm in Central. No traffic, no table.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KT4NY. That's Dale over in Central. Good to have you as night, Dale. Do appreciate your patience. I saw you hanging around there. I was hoping you wouldn't leave. But do appreciate your patience and your taking the time to check in with us this evening on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Go ahead.
If you can hear me, W4DJW, K4ROW, Richard Grable. Good evening.
Thank you very much, Richard. You're make number 50, so you are the door, you are the Wednesday night KI4DOS door prize winner. Contact Gary to see what you win. Anyway, you make number 50. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got everybody. Be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where W2MJB Mark will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and I'm sure he'd appreciate you stopping by and checking in with him. I'm sure you'd enjoy it. Stand by for my net report. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
W4DJW, this is KO4NNH.
Who were you calling, Fred? I'm not sure I had it unmuted fast enough. I'm not sure who, and just curious if it was me that you were calling.
Hey, Dave, I was trying to call you. I was informed that you actually know quite a bit about Echolink. I just got a small question involving a possibility of using a hotspot with Echolink.
Okay, go ahead with your question.
So I got a hotspot that runs PyStar I use for System Fusion, and I was just mainly out of curiosity to see if there's a way to hook that up to Echolink, and then in some way, shape, or form, hook it up to the W4MIK repeater. Is that possible at all? Do you know by chance?
Yes, it is possible, and there is one guy down in Georgia, just the other side of the line, who does that once in a while. You see him connected for days. He uses a dash L. So Echolink call signs can be a call sign dash L or a call sign dash R or a call sign. The L means you've got a local repeater that you're using to connect to our repeater. As long as you don't put a squelch tail on it, then you can hit it with your RF with your handheld as you're walking around the yard or the property, right? Then you can, like, come in on it on 70 centimeters and go out of it to Echolink on 2 meters, right? So it'd be kind of like cross-band repeating using Echolink. So you can do that. The software to get for Raspberry Pi, I don't know if you can do it with Fusion. I doubt you can do it with Fusion. But the software that you need to get and you get compiled on your Raspberry Pi is called SVX Link. All one word, Sierra Victor Lima Link, Sierra Victor X-Ray Link, SVX Link. That runs on a Raspberry Pi, and it connects to Echolink, and you can make a local repeater out of that on your Raspberry Pi. You'll have to have a radio that, you know, can receive your RF signal and that your Raspberry Pi is connected to, and your Raspberry Pi will have to have an internet connection that it can use to connect to the Echolink server. And then, yeah, you can connect that into the 6-1 repeater. You can leave it connected for as long as you want to. It'll transmit around your local area on 70 centimeters, so you use your handheld on extra low power. It's kind of like having a crossband repeater running. Does that answer the question, Fred?
I believe it does. I was just sitting here wondering. Don't get me wrong, I like using Echolink through my phone, but my phone battery is slowly but surely dying, and it takes forever for it to charge back up. That, and I really like using my handheld with System Fusion. I was just mainly curious to see if I might go do a Fusion to Echolink or just RF to Echolink through my little hotspot there. I'll look into that, though. Thank you so much, Dave.
Okay. And one other thing, you might be able to do it with Fusion. I don't know Fusion that well. You might be able to do it with that. Listen on here for B B-A-N, K-4-B-A-N. That's Alex over in Clemson, K-4-B-A-N. So listen for him when he's on here and ask him the same question, because he and I did that one day. So he logged in one day, and I said, let's try this. And he got one of his systems. I don't know which one it was, but he's got several like that do DMR. He's got several that do DMR. And we picked one of them, and we had the Echo Link and that system talking to each other. So you could talk on this repeater, and you'd come out over on his Fusion node, or you could talk on his Fusion node, and you'd come out over this repeater. So K4BAN, Alex in Clemson, keep him in mind. Look him up on QRZ. You might even want to send him an email.
All righty, roger that. Figured I'd ask. I was sitting here thinking about it whenever I think it was K4OOK or K4OOK. I can't remember the prefix. Remember where he was sitting there struggling. It was actually second night in a row, and I just got thinking about it a bit. Maybe that might be able to help him as well. I don't know if he's running Fusion DMR or just straight RF, but I was just sitting here thinking about it. Maybe it might be beneficial to him too. But I saw him dip out of Echo Link, so I was hoping to get him on this conversation.
Okay, that was Steven, K-O-4-O-L-K, Kilo Oscar 4, Oscar Lima Kilo. Yeah, I don't think that would help him, because that requires internet bandwidth, and that's what he's suffering. And you know, you realize, I mean, that's going to happen when you're traveling. You're not going to ever have gigabit throughput on a mobile system. It's going to be slower. So that's the problem he's trying to get around, and that by using somebody else's repeater that has a fast internet connection, that'll get him over the hump, right? If you connect, usually you connect repeater to repeater. That means those are two land-based systems that have probably really, really good internet. This one has gigabit throughput, and if it connects to another one that has gigabit throughput, they're like rock solid connected together, right? They're not going anywhere. Then they'll travel up and down the internet much faster than they'll travel through the air. But if you get a mobile station and they've got, you know, a crowded cell tower, then yeah, it's probably not going to be any good. Anything else, Fred? Are we good?
Everything I wanted to know there, Dave. I'm going to give that a try here in the near future. I'm going to see if I can get that rolling on my hotspot. Or maybe get my main Raspberry Pi up and running on that. I don't know yet. I'm going to have to look into it a bit and give it a spin one day. But no, Dave, I appreciate it. Seriously, man. Figured I'd ask you about it. I was sitting here thinking about it. This is KO4NH, 73 Dave. I'll talk to you next time.
All right, Fred. Appreciate the questions, because if you've got questions, most likely there's other people do too. Some of them they may not even know they had until you asked the question. So never hesitate when you got a question. KO4NH, W4DJW, clear.